This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Today we welcome back Martin Sexton.
Honey, I'm home. Baby, I'm home. And now that I'm home, I want my jerk chicken on the grill. Yeah, let's try. And before I get to sleep tonight, I want a little bo peep tonight. Uh-huh. Come on. Cause your rambling man is rambling. Crazy lately, it's probably cause I'm late for supper time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do on the floor. Two or three times in the Virgin Georgia Pine. Oh no, we broke the china, uh-huh. Baby, just understand this. I don't want no Colonel Sanders. I give my cooking right at home. And if I seem crazy lately, it's probably because I'm late for supper time. I'm feeling crocodile. Come on, let's rock a while. I mean to have a good time. And I know your strings don't like the cornbread on my fingers, but I can't wait to make you sing and let it linger all night long. And if I seem crazy lately, it's 'cause your loving's got me late for supper time. Whip me up a batch of your crawfish really fast. Bite the head and suck it all day. Ball up some peanuts just as hot as you can. Singing Sweet Home Alabama on the way. Never let a little lack of sunshine get in the way of your good time. Take a little bit of rain to grow the grain for the moonshine and the sweet smell. Crazy lately, it's probably 'cause I'm late for the dinner bell.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back Martin Sexton. Great to see you.
Hey, John. So good to be back here in this beautiful part of the good old USA.
Thank you. Well, it's good to have you here in the studio this time. Last time we spoke, as I think I mentioned before we started the interview, was backstage at the Wilma Theater in Missoula. So it's been about 5 years or so. Enough time has passed.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, enough time to... For you to release another recording, mixtape of The Open Road is the most recent recording. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that as we get into the interview. But martinsexton.com is the name of the website.
Thank you.
Also a great YouTube channel I've noticed with the, what was it, the songs with a view, venues with a view. Some like live. He's looking at me like I'm talking Greek to him. No, there's recordings, live recordings in very scenic places.
Oh, okay.
It says Martin Sexton on it. Sounded like you.
I certainly have taped some songs in some very beautiful places.
Yeah.
And I guess my peeps put them all in one place and somewhere where you can press a button and look at me singing on a lake while I'm fishing. I love that.
It's good stuff. Very good stuff. So let's just start with talking a little bit about mixtape of The Open Road. And I'm really interested in just talking about... Well, I was going to say the concept of it, and I realized that that is apropos because you've called it kind of a concept album.
Right.
So let's just talk a little bit about how this project came together.
Well, I was going to make like a some kind of a concept record, maybe a bluegrass record or a country record, or I wasn't sure what it was going to be. I had this collection of songs, and I was going to try to put them all in one style. I went in the studio, and it became apparent early on that these songs were like kids. They weren't all going to fit in the same jeans, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they all had a little world unto themselves. So I struggled with it for a session or two, and then I said, you know what? The concept is going to be, it's a mixtape. So I'll make, you know, this country one, that's going to be the country one. This folk one, that's going to be the folk song, this sort of R&B thing, and so on and so forth. And so I went with that. I thought, I have taken comfort over the years with mixtapes made for me by other people. And I thought maybe folks could grab onto that concept fairly easily.
Yeah, as evidenced by the artwork. I love the artwork on the CD and on the online version as well. Certainly a concept that those of us of a certain age are are glued to the mixtape. Now, you really kind of stretched yourself on this album a little bit musically in terms of taking on some other roles with the instruments, with electric guitar and bass. I know you've done some of that in the past, but it seems like this you kind of pushed that a little bit.
I kind of went back to my roots. A lot of people think of me as a guy playing acoustic guitar and singing, but my roots are playing bass, my old Stratocaster, various percussive instruments. I've always done all the vocals on all my records, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. I got my old Gibson bass out of the closet. It's got like 30-year-old strings, and it's just got this great thuddy sound to it. And my old Stratocaster turned it, played it through an old, I think it was a Vibralux, you know, just real simple, not a lot of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, played it and then sang all the backing parts, utilizing my sort of toolbox of voices that I have inside.
I wanted to reference another interview, which I was reading this morning, which I really liked this quote. And this has to do with the material from the album Mixtape of the Open Road. I started writing the songs and they started telling me what they wanted to be, each one of them. They were like little kids. I love this.
Oh,
talk about
funny.
This a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's what they did. They're because songs are like kids. You know, some of them, you know, grow up and get an education and get a great job and send checks home to Papa. You know, and others are just still pumping gas down the corner.
Uh-huh.
And
love them all the same.
I love them all the same. Yeah. And I lifted that story from Chris Smither. Uh-huh. I heard him say that, you know, many, many years ago. And it's so true. And the same applies to how to produce the songs. You know, to me anyway, my songs kind of tell me how they want to come out. But then again, some producer could come in and say, well, I hear this one as a country song, and it could totally turn my head around.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know, man. Good artists can take something that you've never even thought of and make it into something magical.
Things to do, but I'm gonna blow them off for you tonight. 'Cause I wanna look in your dreamy eyes, and I wanna study your dreamy thighs all night. Yeah. Cause when, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, don't make me kind of wait. Things to do, but I'm gonna blow my fist right through a wall. If you don't look over my way or give me any of your time of day at all. It caused me, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain, oh, yeah, hurt. Honey, my heart's
wide open.
Martin, I've been on kind of a tangent here recently in asking artists about their music and its relationship to place and place where they're from. So my question is there anything that is distinctly Syracuse, New York about your work?
Oh, I think so. I have reference to Central New York in several songs. I think just me being me, I'll always be that guy from Syracuse, I think. And I guess in my own mind I think of that, but I don't know if it would be if you could see that from seeing me. I think, you know what, I don't dress fancy. I don't, you know, like have a chiseled look, you know what I mean? I don't try real hard to like eat really well, or, you know, I mean, I eat well, but, and I think that's sort of the meat and potatoes Syracuse guy that I am. I'm the 10th of 12 children, Irish Catholic, you know, working class family from Syracuse.
Yeah. Well, I think it's always interesting because there's things that maybe, you know, artists are conscious of, and other things that aren't conscious that sometimes somebody will observe and say, oh, I'm from Syracuse too, and I can see that in you know, that in you, either in a musical context or just in how you present yourself. So, I'm always interested in
that. Yeah, we don't have that easy angle of like, you know, if I was from New Orleans or something, you could kind of gesticulate and talk a certain way, and hey, that's New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But Syracuse doesn't, it's not that easy to detect. You have to speak to Syracusan to hear their hard R's and, hey, Marty, how you doing there?
Yeah.
You know, and, give me a burger and a salad, you know, and some salt potatoes. Then you'll know I'm from Syracuse.
Martin, hearing the music on the most recent recording mixtape of The Open Road, and also hearing you sing live here in the studio, and we should mention the Brothers McCann backing you up on the tracks that we're going to be using from the studio recordings here at Montana Public Radio Studio B. But the thing that comes to my mind is you're singing, your voice sounds as strong as it ever has.
Thank you.
I'm fascinated watching and hearing musicians who have a long career and seeing how their voice evolves. You know, it can be something as dramatic, and it's been in the news recently, the concept of, you know, Joni Mitchell singing Both Sides Now as a 20-year-old and Both Sides Now as a 60-year-old and how her voice changes. I'm thinking of other artists whose voices don't change as much, but that's pretty rare. And I guess my question in all of this is that's obviously something that I was going to say you hang your hat on, though I think you're a grossly underrated guitar player.
Thank you.
You know, are you conscious of your voice in that context? Do you think about it?
I am. In fact, I was doing some shows with the percussionist Toca Rivera out in California, and he has been listening to me for many years. And I don't know if the word is suggested, but he said, what would it be like? He said he knows as a fan of the songs, he loved to hear it like almost like it's on the record. Because I never do that. Like every show's different for me, and every song is always presented differently, and it's fun that way. And, but so I actually I heard him, and that night a couple songs I really did try to actually duplicate the performance on the record. And I've been doing that with a couple of my songs. It's kind of fun. And I'm singing it like I did 20 years ago.
Hmm.
And because there is a difference, you can hear. But it's more of an affect difference than it is like a biological, like the chords are different. Because I can sing exactly like I did on the Black Sheep record if I try.
Mm.
I think it helps that I've never been a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing. I don't drink. And another thing sometimes people ask me is, why don't you come out and do meet and greets after the shows? And it's very simple. It's because I couldn't. And I'm singing six nights a week in a very athletic sort of fashion.
Mm-hmm, certainly.
And if I did the meet and greets after every show, I actually couldn't do what I do.
Hmm.
It would be a much more diminished, you know. So as a result of not speaking after shows, I can sing on a 10 every night.
Wow.
As opposed to a 7.5 or
yeah.
8, you know what I mean? It's funny, when I was younger, I would have bad nights.
Hmm.
I think because I didn't take as good care of it. Like I might go out and carouse and shake hands and whatever and be up all night.
Hmm.
So I would have some vocally challenging nights in the early days. I think I actually sing better now than I did 20 years ago in a way.
We're going to be using some music recorded live here at Studio B at the studios of Montana Public Radio. The Brothers McCann backing up Martin. Do you want to introduce the guys?
Yeah, we have Patrick McCann. We have Mike McCann. And Mr. Eric White, and some good guys, real talented cats from Boston who have been on tour with me. And they do their set, and then they sit in with me and do this vocal trio backing thing. It's a real, real nice addition to the show.
Awesome. I will always love you. I find new ways to love you. Uncertainty, I love you. I will always love you. All these miles of ghostly west, the hope is lost to Spain. They now belong to me. I'm the American. I could be a cowboy or just a hired hand. The twisters come in April and me arrange the land. Pick me up and throw me west, 1,000 miles from home. I'm dreaming of my fix. I'm the American. Javelino, New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
High and dry. Flagstaff,
Arizona.
Cool water, sipping silver stream.
Down by silver.
And this is my American dream. La da da, la da, la da da, la da. I know a squaw in Winslow,
oh, oh,
who swears by candlelight.
Oh, oh,
she said she'd leave the back door open tonight.
Oh,
3 weeks' pay will keep me off the wrong side of the law. I'm getting somewhere quick, dreaming of my fix. I'm the American, and I'll always love you.
Oh, I do.
like shaving your face, taking out the trash, hanging on your place, spinning Johnny Cash records for your baby. You do it daily, like walking the dog, cleaning up the mess before you go off to work, and make your guess what your woman wants, and do it daily. If you're gonna do it all, you gotta do it daily. You do it every day in the very best way. If you're gonna do it all, you gotta do it daily. You do it once to try to take a little advice, and you do it every day.
Every day.
Oh, like that little mistake that you always make. Look us straight in the eyes and apologize. And don't do it again, and do it daily. And when you do it again, say sorry and then try to do it right. Screw it up every night and apologize again and do it daily. If you're gonna do it all, you gotta do it daily.
Daily.
You do it every day in the very best way.
In the very best way.
Do it all, you gotta do it daily. You do it once or try to take little advice and you do it every day. Mothers and sages and good friends and wise men say good things will happen if you do it every day. Mothers and sages, all the wise men say good things will happen if you do
if you do it at all, do it daily.
Do it a day.
In the very best way. Do it every day.
Every day.
And if you do it at all, gotta do it daily. Mm-hmm. Do it once, do it twice, take a little advice and do it every day.
Like that little mistake that you always make. You look us straight in the eyes and apologize. And don't do it again and do it daily. If you're gonna do it all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day in the very best way.
In the very best way.
If you're gonna do it all, you gotta do it daily. You do it once or try to take little advice and you do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it every day.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Martin Sexton. Martin, in our last interview, one of the things that stayed with me was we talked about St. Francis and the concept of bringing light to darkness in your work and in your music and just how you put yourself out in the world. And I came across a Facebook post by a woman who had this was on your Facebook page, who used your music as a way to ease her surgical journey, specifically through anesthesia. And I just wondered, you know, in setting out to, and you know, many musicians maybe might have that desire to bring light to darkness, but sometimes it takes a little bit more to actually articulate that and say, yeah, I'm going to try to do this. Do you get to hear or see evidence of that, such as something like this? I mean, do you get that feedback? Because it's evident to me from this and from anecdotal things that I've heard over the years, that's working. You're doing that.
Oh yeah. I mean, when I talk to people, I mean, my favorite prayer is the prayer of St. Francis, and has been for years. I've always wanted to bring harmony where there was discord, or light where there was darkness. And now in our world, unity, you know, where there's, you know, division. The people I do meet, if I meet four people, two or three of them give me a real, like, deep, intense life story. You know, it's not just, oh, it's nice to meet you, I love your music. It's I met a woman actually in Canada. I've just met this woman 20 seconds into our conversation. She's telling me that her son didn't return from the methadone clinic and he's, you know, struggling with addiction and she doesn't know where he is. And it's like 11 o'clock and he was supposed to be home 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that intense connection, that there seems to be, I think music has that power to connect you to a person's soul. You know what I mean? To just break through all of that exterior armor that we tend to wear as strangers and it opens it up like we're family, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's like instant family when I meet people. And so I get all that that conversation from people. And I'm honored, too. I'm really always honored. And I learned early on, don't act like, oh, I can't believe you're saying that to me. I don't even know you, because it's a very important moment. Hmm. And to for me to hear that and for that person to share that, I think it helps healing. I think if you can talk as a person who's lost someone or who has a broken heart or has some joy to share, a positive thing, it's important to, when you speak that to another human being, it somehow creates healing and lets that healing power start to flow. Mm-hmm. Maybe
I'm trying to think of the songwriter who I first heard this from. I want to say it may have been Cheryl Wheeler, actually. What are we here for but to tell each other our stories, you know? And it seems like you're in a position where you get to do that. By telling your story through your music, you get folks to come up and share their stories as well.
I do. One story I've been sharing in the show is I recently acquired my grandfather's banjo, and he played it in like minstrel shows way back in the 30s. It was given to him by his then girlfriend in the 20s. And he loved this thing so much that he married her, and that's my grandmother. Mm. And so Thomas Sexton and Esther Quinn, back in Syracuse, New York in the 20s, got married, had a family, one of which was my father, Tom Sexton. And so my grandfather played it until he died in the 60s, and he passed it on to my aunt, who was a sister, a nun. Mm-hmm. And she played it in her, you know, nun gigs and stuff. And she taught me about the healing light of the universe. She was a Catholic nun talking about like universal love and healing light, and how we all had this and possess this within us, and that it's incumbent upon us to share this. We can't hide it. We have to share it. We have to let it shine. Mm. And so, I usually bring that song into the show, this little light of mine, like I did here with the Brothers McCann.
Yeah. What a great gift to have from your grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And your grandmother as well. But that's beautiful.
Oh, this little light of mine, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Hey, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Hey, this little light of mine, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Am I gonna hide it under a bushel? Oh, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, hide it under a bushel? Oh, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hey, hide it under a bushel? Oh, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine all around the world.
MartinSexton.com is the name of the website where you can find out all things that Martin is up to on all levels. YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of stuff is also linked easily from that website. Thank you so much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight again. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, John. Peace.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Martin Sexton. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.